I wasn't brought up saying grace, but for the last 20 years, we've been holding hands before every meal. It's a beautiful bit of shared silence that brings us all together in the moment. Ashton tells everyone to pass the squeeze while she assures them it's not religious. So recently, when my family asked me if I could please do something with the more than 250 boxes of stuff that I've collected over a lifetime, my ritual-making impulse kicked in. I started wondering if I could go further than simple death cleaning. Death cleaning is the Swedish term for clearing out your closets, your basement, and your attic before you die, so your kids don't have to do it later. I pictured my children opening up box after box and wondering why I'd kept any of that stuff. And then I imagined them looking at a specific picture of me with a beautiful young woman and asking, "Who on earth is that with Dad?" And that was the aha moment. It wasn't the things I'd saved that were important. It was the stories that went with them that gave them meaning. Could using the objects to tell the stories be the seed of a new ritual? A rite of passage, not for a 13-year-old, but for someone much further down the road.